Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at LightStream.com/discount and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/discount for an additional discount. LightStream.com/discount.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/discount for more information.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubbies.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and we've got people who want to check in. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's start with Matt. Matt is in River North. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Matt.
The one thing I remember about the 2016 run, they had to beat the Giants, and the Giants had won 3 out of the last 5 World Series and won 10 elimination games in a row. I mean, they essentially beat Michael Jordan. And I knew once they won that series, they were going to win. I mean, I didn't think they'd have as much trouble with the Indians as they had, because, I mean, the Indians' starting pitching was kind of banged up, and I thought they would have taken care of them. But that was really impressive. I mean, they beat a team that just refused to lose and was probably one of the best teams of that the last 10 years, I would say.
And the Giants as you point out,
Baumgartner they had to go through. Yeah. They had Johnny Cueto.
Cueto was Achilles really dealing was at the time.
Yeah. You know, that was the issue for them. But, you know, you had Buster Posey. That was a pretty good team.
But you're comparing the Cubs run to the Sox run. That's what Ray said you wanted to talk about. You don't think the Sox had a tough time with the Red Sox?
No, I don't.
I remember. Oh, you're out of your mind. I mean,
I think they didn't have to face Bartolo Colon against the Angels. I mean, the Angels ace was out for the whole series. They didn't have to face Curt Schilling.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's not accurate. I think that it's always difficult to win a World Series. I think that especially when you're talking about that Giants team, they had won a lot, but they didn't win a lot that year. There wasn't like some giant killer type Giants team. It was a different team.
No, it was a team kind of on the last leg of its sort of dynasty, if you want to call it that, and the Cubs took advantage of that. I don't think it's ever easy to win a World Series, though, whether you're talking about the Cubs in 16 or the Sox in 05. They almost seem like they're from two different eras, those championships, because the Sox rode so heavily starting pitching, you know, and they weren't as reliant on the bullpen. And boy, the starters were just dominant. And they made it look easy, even though it wasn't easy.
Let's try Jack. He's in South Haven. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Jack.
Good. How are you? How are you this morning? Yeah, you know, this thing about Madden and the World Series, been a Cub fan a long time, and I'm thinking about it, and you're absolutely right, and I think why. Because while he obviously overmanaged, that's a given, but I'm thinking it's because of the past in a way, too, in my humble opinion, because of all the roller coasters that we've been on with the Cubs. And when that guy hit the home run with Rajay Davis to tie it, you're like, oh, not this again, not this again. You know, and then I kept thinking, you know how you watch those films later on, you know, what the old players talking about, what could have been. You know, that's what was going through my mind. Like you see an old Joe Madden or an old, you know, Chris Bryant talking about, yeah, we could have won. You know, that's what it is. I think it's the past that you know, people won't forget still. Thanks.
I think that's a good phone call, Mully, and I understand it, but I almost think it almost makes me what I was saying even truer, because after everything that Cubs fans had been through, all the angst and all of the near misses and all the agony, I would have thought that their support for the guy that actually wins a championship would have been kind of unconditional love, like, oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you forever, and yet it became, thank you, can you leave now?
Hey, He wound up with a restaurant. What are you talking about?
it's close to Ditka's.
I got it. No. Yeah, yeah. It all had to. He had to go elsewhere. But what are you going to do, Jim? Jim's in Evanston. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, here I am, Dave. So, not only getting him there, but then getting him through Boshi, getting him past L.A. He sent Montero up in the eighth. People forget about that. That was a nice swing of the bat.
Yeah.
But then you go to Game 7. You've got three of your best four pitchers available. The only one that wasn't was Arrieta. You know, you can debate all you want, but the facts are on the side of he took him out in the fourth. I'll wait for the phone call that tells me how Hendricks would have pitched in the fifth and the sixth. If you know you're in the wrong job, you should be managing a Major League Baseball team. He goes to Lester. Lester pitches great. So that just takes out the argument that he took Hendricks out too early because Lester pitched fantastic. Then he goes to Chapman in the eighth, understood he was relying on a monster. People forget how much of a monster Aroldis Chapman was in 2016. He gets in trouble, throws the inside pitch, it gets taken out of the park. The guy comes back in the ninth and gets three outs and gives the Cubs a chance to win the game, which they do in the tenth. End of story. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the phone call.
Thank God for the rain delay and the big meeting where you had a guy stand up in front of everyone and apparently later go shirtless into the manager's office. But that was years later. So.
You will not criticize the $184 million meeting, okay?
That's really what it was. It's worth every penny.
Yes.
And you know what's hilarious is that, you know, as I recall, Ben Zobrist said something along the lines, and I'm not quoting him directly, but the idea was because he'd been so awful during the year, he carried special gravitas when he led the meeting. What?
Well, I think his point was it was sort of like it was a veiled criticism, and he didn't intend it to be. But he's basically saying, can you believe this guy who had let so many people down had the audacity to get in front of the room and to rally us together? So if he believes it can be true, it must be true.
Well, you know, and it's funny because the Coom Dog reminded us, don't you remember how great Ben Zobrist was? I mean, Ben Zobrist was really a special kind of, I don't know what you call him, gym rat of a player. I mean, he was just one of these guys that went about his business, got it done. You know, he was extraordinary in those moments.
Clutch. He was in that series, everything that he had been throughout his career, the right guy at the right time when he needed him to be.
Let's get to Joe. Joe is at O'Hare. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call. You know what? I'm 59 years old, and the time period that Joe Madden was here is the greatest period of Cubs baseball that I've ever experienced. So I don't – all the celebrating about him leaving, I don't get it. I think he was a fine manager. Did he make mistakes? Sure he did. But overall, like I said, it's the finest period of Cubs baseball I've ever experienced. I hope Ross does well, but – I don't think he's going to be half the manager Joe was. Thanks for taking a call.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
For making it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's the only time they won a World Series in anyone's lifetime, right? I mean, is there anybody that is alive now that saw the Cubs win a World Series other than the most recent one?
Sister Jean, she wasn't born yet, was she? Sister Jean
wasn't born yet. No, she's only 100.
Okay. She's only 100.
I mean, I'm sure there's some trees out in California, but honest to God.
One of the texters is giving David Ross credit for Albert Almora tagging up. He's saying that Rossi was yelling from the dugout, tag up, and that won the game. So he was a manager before his time. Some people just love Rossi.
Rossi outmanaged Joe in that game.
Rossi outmanaged Francona, too. He outmanaged Bochy and Francona and Dave
both.
Roberts.
He got them both in one move. That's outstanding. I will say this. I don't know that we're ever going to go through a period of time that will be more amusing and fun as it was when Joe Madden was there. I mean, Joe was so shot out of a cannon, kind of nutty, crazy, that it took, you know, winning is all that mattered, and you don't care if you're winning, if you know, you got, you know, some robot-type manager, as long as you're winning, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's likable or not. But the combination of winning and having Joe be kind of the three-drink minimum guy, that was outstanding. That was just wonderful. No question about it.
And we're going to miss that. And I think that is the thing, that there are a lot of reasons why he had to go, and that's what we have spent a lot of time in the past several months talking about. It was time. They could justify it. David Ross is the manager of the moment, and when they resume playing baseball, he'll show you why. But you're going to miss Joe Maddon, not only just in the media, but I think the fans. And I do think that over time, as each year passes, you'll reflect back on that 2016 memory with boy, you know, that was the golden age of Cubs baseball.
I've got to read this text to you and get your reaction. We have a guy who checks in and says that Joe Maddon is the same thing as Ditka. He won one, but should have won more.
Well, that's always going to make you feel that. There's an emptiness associated with that era of Cubs baseball as well. It might be the golden age, but it feels incomplete because that was a team. When you see the young faces of those core players in the Game 7, and you see all those young faces, some of them are still here. If they only win one championship in the Bryant Rizzo, the Brizzo era, if you will, then that's going to be a disappointment. And there is going to be some 85 Bears-ish comparisons that are valid because they expected so much more.
The thing is, the 85 Bears, you know, it was a quarterbacking issue, right? You had a guy that you couldn't keep healthy. And I understand the strike and all the rest of it and everything that went on, but really what kind of waylaid the Bears was the issue at quarterback. There was no particular personnel issue that waylaid the Cubs. It's a real mystery when you stop and think about it. I mean, other teams get better. It's hard to repeat in baseball, but, you know, they won that World Series. They were so young. You really felt like they were going to put together. It really felt like the beginning of a dynasty. And I don't know that it wasn't. If you pluck out of history and look at all the, but one championship just almost wasn't enough given the collection of talent.
I can't argue with that, and it is odd, isn't it, Mully, in here in Chicago. You've got two World Series managers, one with Ozzie Guillen and the White Sox, who can't get a job in a Major League dugout for whatever reason, and I think, you know, that's a different conversation, but it's a shame that he can't, because he's an excellent manager with a World Series ring. And Joe Maddon, who did what nobody else in the Cubs dugout had done, and it was time for him to go. And so you have two guys that have one championship apiece, always going to be legends in Chicago, but it didn't end up going the way that you thought it would go after they won their titles.
All right, I guess it's time for us to go, too.
That's the music.
Hopefully not like that. That's right.
No. We're coming back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, there we go. That's it. Thank you for reminding me. All right, we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin Rhodes.
God, you guys are exhausting me.
Yeah, he exhausted Kevin today. He threatened him, I believe. I'm pretty sure, Dustin, you're not supposed to threaten Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for taking it.
I got a lot of time for Kevin.
I do. Kevin's a friend. And, of course, Ray. I got nothing but time for Ray. What a great man.
They're recovered. They're strong. Something was good in them that worked.
Hey, Mully, we have a big show tomorrow. Mayor Lightfoot will join us at 8:30 on Thursday. That is tomorrow. Looking forward to that conversation.
Yeah, that should be great. But we'll ask her. She's got a great sense of humor. We'll ask her what's her favorite meme, because she's all over the place.
She's all over.
Yeah. All right. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Stay safe.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
Marathon, Lakeshore Recycling Systems, and Loyola Medicine bring you 17 games in 17 days.
Hey, Cub fans, Pat Hughes here.
Along with Ron Coomer, we're all missing live Cubs baseball right now.
But that doesn't mean we can't listen to some of the biggest games in Cubs history.
That's why we're rerunning all 17 games of the 2016 championship run.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hear them all. 17 games, 17 days straight, starting tonight at 6 p.m. Join Joe Ostrowski, Ron Coomer, and me for Game 1 of the NLDS.
Then keep listening daily through Game 7 of the World Series.
We'll get through these difficult times together.
But in the meantime, take a break and relive some great Cubs history.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Cubs Classics on The Score are brought to you in part by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com. And Loyola Medicine, they also treat the human spirit.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What people suffering from nasal breathing, snoring, and sleep apnea problems want is for their issues to be fixed. And at Advent, that is precisely what we do. Here, there are no Band-Aids, but there is a thorough approach to get to the root of your problem. And in tens of thousands of cases, finding simple solutions, which are undeniably effective, have made remarkably positive impacts on people's lives.
You can now experience Advent's expert medical care from the comfort and safety of your home with a virtual visit. A virtual visit with Advent is a convenient way to take your first step to breathing well, sleeping well, and living better. During your virtual visit, you'll chat one-on-one with a medical provider to help us get to the root of your problem, understand your goals, and to determine the right nasal breathing, snoring, or sleep apnea solution for you. Text the word ADVENT to 797979 to schedule a virtual visit today, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
No matter how early you're up or how late you're running, when you start your day at Speedway, we've got what you need to have a good morning. Always fresh coffee to wake you up, cold drinks and breakfast to keep you going, plus a full tank to get you where you need to go. Crunchy, chewy, swirled, or sprinkled, however you start your day, we've got it to help make your morning a little better. Because when you get off to a better start, you go on to a better day. The convenience stores of Speedway.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
We're talking with The Athletic's John Greenberg. He's got the results of the sports fan survey here in Chicago out on The Athletic. Dan was named the best interviewer.
The two-time winner.
Well, I think it's heartening to see also that the Score is the favored sports radio station by a 2-to-1 margin.
Sports radio is really about connecting with people, and it's a personality-driven business. That's why you're successful.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Washington Redskins head coach Ron Rivera, during this pandemic, what's been most challenging for you and your staff?
To meet your team, get to know your team. That's the hard part. I mean, try to get physicals and all that stuff. So it's been tough. But, you know, hopefully we can be a little bit of a distraction for the public, and hopefully, you know, bring a little something different in the everyday mundane that they go through right now.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, you know, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on this